Hello everyone, it's Yana here with Gen to N. I can't remember whose rule I'm applying, but it's no longer the 22nd of June. Oops. Simon's out, so it's just me and the gerbils awake at the moment, even though I'm going to go to bed a minute, because it's going to be another long day tomorrow. Today, why did I not record anything this morning? Oh yes, because it was raining again. It's our June now. It was raining, but I did make it to yoga, which was good. And then it was just work. So yeah, nothing too exciting happening. I am very tired though. That's I'm sure you can hear. And tonight I watched. I think it was called The Last Debate with Jeremy Paxman on Channel 4, which was an interesting format. They were debating sort of questions about the EU. And they had a different panel every time because the panel was drawn from members of the audience, which consisted of, I think there were some ordinary people, but there were also a lot of celebrities, sort of more or less well-known ones, as well as politicians. And they divided up quite nicely into Remain, Leave and Undecided. And the Undecideds also had a little gadget where they could press a button to show how impressed they were by the questions, whether they would vote for Leave or Remain. So yeah, that was quite interesting, and it was more balanced than I thought it would be. And the Remain side seemed to have a few quite good speakers. The actress Sheila Hancock was absolutely amazing. Very passionate, made a lot of sense, you know, and it just kind of makes you wonder why did the Remain side not use these people before? Why did they come out now at the last minute? And again, from the Leave side, and this is what amazes me, why so many people have fallen for it. I'm sorry, that's all I can call it. It's just a lot of rhetoric, sovereignty, democracy, never mind the economy, we'll do trade deals. That's all you hear, but there's nothing, there are no answers to, you know, what are you actually going to do? What are your plans? You know, who's even going to be in government if you win? You know, but especially on the economy, you know, tell us what you're going to do, trade deals. Okay, so what have you got in mind? What are you going to negotiate with the EU? They don't know. They still have no idea what they actually want. All they know is that they don't want what they have at the moment. But they won't be able to negotiate anything that doesn't include that and gives them a better deal. And it just doesn't make sense. And I just find it most perplexing that they're getting away with it. So yeah, it was interesting to watch. Tomorrow is going to be the big day. The British public and various other countries that are allowed to vote in UK elections will vote. And then we'll find out our fate on Friday, I guess. Yeah, which means I'll be working tomorrow and also on Friday. It's a busy week, and then we'll see what happens. Anyway, what happens now is that I should definitely go to bed if I'm going to make it through tomorrow. And I hope you're all well, and I hope it's a bit sunny where you are, because here it's just very, very damp, which is not very great for the strawberries I bought, because I think they would need, I could water them, but I think they need some sun to get red and ripe, and so we can eat them, even though we checked them earlier and a couple of them are a little bit red, but they definitely need to get a bit redder. So there we are. I don't need to water anything, but no strawberries yet. Right. Anyway, I'll try to come back on the actual day for tomorrow's boo. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.